Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Put it down Wall Street. The Dow down over 400 points today, was down over 500 at one point. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Welcome to the program. On today's show, bills banning partial birth abortion in the state now passed by both the House and Senate. I'll talk to an official at Right to Life Michigan about the legislation. And Forbes announcing the 400 wealthiest Americans, all billionaires, a handful of them right here in Michigan. We'll find out who they are and just how rich they've become. But first, Michigan State University once again facing the loss of over $18 million in incentive money. Republican state lawmakers insisting that the university did not keep its tuition increase below 7.1%. This after Budget Director John Nixon ruled otherwise. To talk about the latest on the issue, I'm joined by Republican State Representative Bob Janetsky, who chairs the House Appropriations Higher Education Subcommittee. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, both Michigan State University and Western are facing the loss of incentive money. Budget Director Nixon took a close look at this issue this summer and decided that there was no violation. Why is this issue being addressed again?
Oh, I want to clarify that. That's Wayne State, not Western. Well, I understand the budget director's got his job, and we feel in the legislature that we've got our jobs, especially on appropriations. We feel that the job of oversight and accountability is extremely important when dealing with taxpayer money. Keep in mind that that the House did take the language that the budget director recommended and put that language into our budget before we sent money to the universities. And that language simply said that you will keep your tuition increases below 7.1% if you want to qualify for the tuition incentive money, which equates to a little over $18 million for Michigan State and a little over $12 million for Wayne State. Mm-hmm. While the budget director ruled that they were in technical compliance, the House subcommittee felt that they had used a gimmick to get them into technical compliance. We found that they had definitely violated what we had intended in protecting Michigan families from tuition increases. And for example, if you look at kids at Michigan State, the typical kid went home last year to go home for the summer in April or May, and when he or she shows up back this fall, they're already there. That's a 9.4% tuition increase. That's not the 6.9 that they're claiming. The kid who stayed in through the summer and then returned this fall, she or he is only paying a 6.9% increase.
Isn't the issue, though, that they raised tuition in the summer of 2011, which they considered to be part of last year's school year, and you're viewing it as part of being part of the current school year?
No, that's not the issue at all. The issue is the perception of an academic year. The way the language within the bill reads, they're not to raise tuition within the academic year by more than the percentage. And the subcommittee said that we believe the academic year is fall and winter when the bulk of the student population is there. And both Wayne State and MSU said that they feel the academic year applies to the summer semester as well.
Now, MSU, from what I understood, also gave credit. They issued credit to students, which was a rare event. Was that factored in? Was that factored in your opinion that they went above the 7.1% level?
The way the language reads it, you know, we're not looking at any rebates or any special deals or any, you know, one time. You know, everybody got the stimulus money and everybody chose to do with it what they wanted. Our concern is the overall net increase of what tuition goes up by, regardless of what you did with stimulus money the year before.
It seemed that Director Nixon's decision was final. What are the steps to overrule him? Can lawmakers just pass a bill calling to revoke the incentive money and be able to do so?
Again, you know, with respect to the budget director, it's the legislature that codified that. We put that language in, and Republicans in the House of Representatives are very adamant that we expect that language to be followed by. As far as the procedure from from here on out. The ideal situation is that love to have the school to come up with a solution. I would personally love, and you don't hear representatives say this much, I'd personally love for there never to be a vote on that bill, because maybe the schools had a different solution other than that. But the procedure would be, it would be for the subcommittee to vote the bill out, and then it would go to the full appropriations committee, then before the House, and then it would go over to the Senate, and the Senate would possibly do the same or choose not to. If it passes both the House and the Senate with just a simple majority in each, then it depends whether or not the governor will sign it or not.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Bob Janetsky, who chairs the House Appropriations Higher Education Subcommittee. Have you been in touch with MSU officials since this summer's hearings?
Not directly. We've talked a little here and there. Nothing regarding any of the tuition restraint talks since probably the budget director's letter.
You know, MSU officials say the state budget this year cuts 15% of state funding already, and taking away the incentive money would only make a bad situation worse. Is this really the right time for state lawmakers to take even more money away from the school?
Well, with respect to that, MSU still made money. Within a year of a 15% cut, when you factor in their tuition increase of 9.4%, they've got $10 million more than they did before we started.
I see, but ultimately they are going to, I mean, the situation they're facing is they're going to have to make some kind of cuts, and if you're going to take away this incentive money, isn't that potentially going to force them to, in turn, raise tuition on their students even more?
Yeah, all of our state, they could choose to do that. I certainly would hope that they wouldn't. All of our state universities, in fact, have cash reserves that would cover the amounts that are in tuition restraint language.
I see. Essentially, you're saying that the university doesn't really need this money in any desperate way.
Well, any government entity is always going to say it needs any penny it can get. But I'm saying that it can be taken care of without raising tuition any further.
You know, many would have expected an issue like this to be discussed between the state between state lawmakers and university officials, and for some kind of agreement short of the loss of funding to be reached. Why has that not happened here?
Well, we did discuss it. In fact, keep in mind that we passed the budget a little earlier this year. In fact, a lot earlier if you compare it to previous years. After we passed the budget, we were monitoring the tuition increases approved by the boards of trustees and boards of regents across the state. When those increases started coming in, my office sent out a letter taking a look at all of the numbers and saying, we expect you to abide by the tuition restraint language. These are the numbers we're seeing. What are the numbers that is there some concern or some differentiation? And that did initiate some behind-the-scenes talk. When the talks behind the scenes, when we were at an impasse, then we felt the need to have a public hearing so that things could be on the record.
Is there broad support among your Republican colleagues to, in fact, take away this incentive money?
There's broad support among my Republican colleagues to make sure that the law that they voted on is respected.
And what's going to happen with the incentive money if it is taken away from the schools? Does that mean that will that money go back into a fund of some sort?
Well, I go back to the fact that I hope the bill I hope we never even have to put the bill up for a vote. That'd be my first choice. I'd love for the schools and the state to be able to sit down and say, find some solution that's different. But if something were to happen to the money, if we were to withhold the tuition restraint money, keep in mind the fiscal year hasn't started yet, so none of that money's out the door yet. If that were to happen, I'm sure there'd be a lot of different places where the state would like to put it.
But in terms of a solution, then, what can be done? I mean, you're talking about something that would have to be addressed now after the fact if they did, in fact, violate the 7.1% increase. What could they do at this point to hold on to this incentive money?
I'm going to take a step back there because you brought it up again. The 7.1% increase, when the administration gave us that 7.1, I thought that was pretty generous. So that right away, a lot of our colleagues were concerned about. And to go back to can you repeat your question?
Well, I guess you're saying that you're hoping that this legislation and revoking the incentive money doesn't have to occur. What kind of solution can you would you agree with at this point now that, you know, from your perspective, they did violate that level?
You know, I think the legislature's open to a lot of different possibilities. I suppose it's what the universities are willing to put on the table. Again, we're abundantly aware of the state economy. It's not been fun to vote on any of the cuts. I'm a former high school teacher, and it feels like I've been doing nothing but cutting since I got here, and that's painful and it's not fun. With that in mind, everybody's going through the cuts, and we kind of expected universities to take a look at their own purse strings before they raise tuition.
Republican State Representative Bob Janetsky chairs the House Appropriations Higher Education Subcommittee. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, Michael, thanks. Have a good evening.
You